Welcome everyone to VR Jungle Havoc Podcast. This is your host, Geralty. It is just me today. As you can see, I do not have my lovely co-host, Cuss, because I used to do these, months ago, I used to pick a game and do a couple reviews, like Revomon, I did one on Pavlov, Shaq, specifically since I do Quest. So we're doing one today on the game Breachers, but before I get into that, I've been trying to get better at speaking about my sponsors or affiliates that I have. And so one thing I do want to talk about with one of them is playing this game. You can't really do it now because they don't have the gun stock options really set up since it is an alpha stage. But eventually when they come over that, Olin VR is one of our sponsors for gun stocks. I would highly recommend when they have that feature built in to go and look at his website. He has a new gun that will probably be more tailored for this game since it's close range, and you can also use a discount. Any of these sponsors, affiliates that I talk about, you can look in the link in the description, and there's discounts and fun little things you get, like Olin VR. You can also get a gun charm from us as well. So that's cool. Then we have on the videos you're going to see, I have Rucked Up. That's who I get my VR Pro headset from. And then when I'm feeling like I need some more energy, I use Dubby. They have really good flavors. So check them all out. So now let's get into the real seriousness of everything wrong with Breachers. And I think a lot of people here said, what could be wrong with Breachers? Why would you even do a video of what's wrong with Breachers? Because it's an alpha. So here it is. Only thing wrong with Breachers is that it's in alpha, and it's really hard to get everyone to play it because not everyone knows how to put their Oculus into, into the mode of, into the developer mode, and then go to side quest and download their file. That's the only thing wrong with it, is more people don't get to experience how freaking amazing this game is, and you all thought I was going to talk shit about it. Nope, that is not what I'm here to do. I'm going to talk very highly about it. I made sure the message with one of the devs was like, hey, look, this is not what you think it is. Don't be going to go delete it, because this game is amazing, and I want to get more into it. Let's dive. So a lot of people, you don't know what Breachers is. There is a website. They have social media. So if you head out to their website, it is just breachersvr.com. And with that, you can watch the trailer. I'll be loading it up. I tried to load the videos before, but my computer was like trying to load all the other videos I had. But basically what it is a multiplayer 5v5 tactical VR first-person shooter from the creators of Hyper Dash, which is also a very successful game as well. But just to kind of dive into it more to give people an understanding of what this game is, just because 5v5 tactical is pretty bland, it's like the game Rainbow Six Siege. You basically have an objective where you're trying to get inside of a building and you're protecting the building, and you use all sorts of gadgets. And for this one, they have gadgets for inside and outside. But like I said, when you watch these videos, look, this game is only an alpha, and so it kind of blew my mind that when someone says, hey, be careful, it's alpha, there might be some problems here and there. The only real thing I've seen with Breachers so far is the fact that there are still exploits for people to get into the building by cheating. You know, they can lag into certain spots. I don't recommend it. You can get in the building quicker. That's the only thing, but you know, it's alpha, so they're going to find plenty of ways to fine-tune those, make things better, make the gadgets better. As of now, as we speak, as today, you can actually go out and download the alpha 1.1. So for the people that don't know, that aren't on Discord checking all the time, if you still have the 1.0 and you try and get in today, you're probably not going to get any lobbies because you need to switch over and re-down the zip file for that. But one thing I want to get before I get into the videos and explaining more in, if you want to, they have on their Discord, which is also in the link in the description, they show you how to pretty much put this on your Quest headset. There's some other people out there that might understand how to download things to SideQuest a little better. Even SideQuest has really good videos on how to put your thing in developer mode and how to get files like that. The one thing I do recommend is a lot of people are just downloading the single file from the zip. Just take the whole zip and then grab and drop the zip in and then let SideQuest figure out what files it wants. I found that way more successful. And then also make sure that your Quest headset is already plugged in the SideQuest and you're showing that it is already loaded in. If you don't have it already loaded, it's not successfully connected to SideQuest, you're not going to get the game on there. All right, so let's get into it. Basically, I'm going to show you the trailer for people that don't know what this is. It's a pretty cool trailer. And then I'm going to show you from my gameplay from, and I stream this pretty much every night. It's Twitch, it's slash GeraltC. If you want to watch some more of this gameplay, you can check me out. I think it's in the description. It should be. So let's dive right into this. But with the videos, I'm going to show you how smooth it is, how to plan an EMP, how to remove the EMP, what happens when you just wipe people, and then I think when you go outside. So let's get into it. Let's see if I can load all these files very fastly with my crappy computer. All right, let's see here. And then you, for people that want to do press stuff, they have nice little zip files as well. All right, let's watch this. Let's see if it loads nice and fun. So if you've never seen this, they have an alpha trailer out there too. Right now, it's gonna be going to everything. So PC VR, Valve, everything, Pico. All right, so there was the trailer for the video. Let's go ahead and just go back to this. So, with that, as you can see, you get gadgets, there's multiple guns to pick from. The way that this works is basically, what happens is that you have a gun round for both sides. You have to build up money through killing people and then also planting things. Yes, it will get ready. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to get ready. It'll be ready. I think more people need experience. If they can push this to be on just side quests or trying to get it on quest as an alpha stage without people going through all the hassle of the zip, man, this game would be even bigger than what it is now. And I'm surprised that a lot of people are going the lengths to figure out how to download it. So you both start with a pistol round. Some examples for the gadgets that you get for when you're trying to breach into the building to plant the EMP to stop the bombs from going off. You have you can go invisible. You have health stims, and that's for both sides. Health stim for both sides. You could fly a drone, which is pretty cool. You don't need zip lines are already built in. That's not anything that you need. And then you have the breaching foam. Then you have some other some bombs and stuff like that. There's like one that puts like lava on the floor. It's like guns, and you can also have smoke as well. For inside, you have like sensors. You have trip mines. You have the health sim as well. And then one of my favorites, which a lot of people don't use that much, is you can also have door jammers in the areas that you don't want people to go, which like the AB locations you put on the most like dominant door you think someone might try and go into it. Maybe App Lab. not hit everything. You know, yeah, that's App Lab is Quest version of like SideQuest. SideQuest has their own games, but App Lab, you can also, you can search it through Quest, which, you know, this game is so high level. Their next step, I guarantee beta would be through App Lab. I didn't think that they would have got this good turnaround on alpha like this. It was unbelievably, like, it blew me away. It's the first time I've ever played an alpha where I'm just like, this game could release on the level of games that are out there now that call themselves full releases. This is a full release game through a lot of the games that I played that are still need plenty of fine tuning. So congratulations on that. The title does not fit. I was just trying to make sure that people click this and watch it. You know, why not? Why not exploit it? So let's go ahead and watch some of the gameplay of things that you can do in the game. I only got the best of the best clips because I'm not going to show myself being not good at the game, you know. So here's the very first video. And what is this one? This is the turn. This is how smooth it is. This is how smooth the game is. A lot of times in a lot of games, if you're turning and stuff, you like lag up and it stops you. But I had enough time. Luckily, the guy misses shots. But as you can see, I move it around. Everything's really nice and smooth. Then I get shot at. And I had enough. And I turn in real life. I had enough time to turn around and then eliminate my enemy. And there's the heal stim that I just used right there, which I use all the time. So that's how smooth the game is. No problem what I've seen with latency. If you get into one of the games in one of the servers, you probably don't belong where you know that you're getting like 100 ping, just leave and then go find a server that's more fit to you. There's like four or five different regions within the United States. I've seen Washington. I've seen San Francisco. And then Dallas is also one. And then there's a thing out there now. Don't be going to the ones that say Illinois Central. Apparently all those are bugged out. So here's a second video of me how to plant the EMP. If it'll load, I wish I had a little bit of load before.
One right here.
So as you come in, if you have enough time, right now I'm in a 1v3 situation, and you see you turn the knob to get the frequencies on both sides, and then they have a minute to remove the EMP, and then now I'm just going to basically hide because I'm terrified of this situation. People talk, you're going to hear someone call me mean names, people do that. Ready?
There's one in the generator room.
Die, you're gay.
Yep, see, nice person right there. Right, that's a mic. Good teammate.
The number four, like
solid teammate right there. Hopefully, you guys can all hear this well enough. Okay, looks like we can.
Two left.
So,
let's give the man some quiet.
Lucky enough, this was the beginning stage of the game where a lot of people weren't paying attention too much.
If they don't find it when he dies,
and so. There you go. All you have to do is make sure that you hold your ground. If you die, then hopefully they just don't find your EMP. That's the biggest thing is. Sometimes you can hide it in some really tricky spots, put it on the ground so where they have to actually get on the ground themselves. That's a recommended thing to do. All right, so this next one that I have here is how to destroy the EMP when you're on the other side. And once again, like, this game is, like, it is so fine-tuned.
All right, so he might be.
So here's the thing is that they planted it right now. Where you get an alert that says EMP planted. And I have to pretty much, it's another, I think it's a 1v2 situation here. But once you destroy, like, once you kill your enemies, if they didn't plant yet, then you have to hurry up and get to it. And removing it is the same way as putting on the EMP as well. Yeah,
good shit.
You know,
yeah, diffusal.
Is that always going to be in the game?
I'm going to hit my head right
where I've noticed that if I've did the door jam and someone still hasn't got the door jam yet, then I have the ability to buy it again. So I know you just have two items on your chest, but once I remove one and place it, you can buy it again. Is that basically what you're saying? If you can, then I think that because Right now, I haven't been buying the Vezin. I was playing with the Vezin quite a bit, but so far, the Omen, which is the smaller SMG, which is the just the cheaper gun, that gun is so freaking good that I'm just like, why do I need to pay for the Vezin? It probably hits a little harder. That's why it costs some money. But I don't think anyone really knows the damage ratio yet on any of these guns. But yeah, if I have, there's sometimes where I have like $4,000 or $5,000 where I'm just like wasting it. So I'm gonna have to look into buying more gadgets for sure. I didn't know you could. I thought it was just two and done. But I've also seen us grab health stems. We've had the three over two where we, and I don't know if we take one of their health stems or how that works either. Or it might be glitched to where you're not supposed to do that. And that's only if the team, everyone that had the health gadget survives as well. All right, so this next one right here is basically if you completely annihilate the whole entire team. This is another 1v3 situation. I grabbed the EMP thinking that I was going to have to plant it. And then here's the grapple as well. You look up and you hit the trigger. Once it turns green, you can go up. You can go side to side. And then they were waiting for me. I don't even know how I pulled that off.
Oh, my God.
Assorted. Okay. Depends.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not gonna
like,
do
that. We don't do.
I think
we
they
don't
just walk
do
right in. They know I'm here. They can like, hear me.
So there's a lot longer.
Sold the arm. Finished it, and then it's a victory. It's the same for the other side. You technically do not have to plant. It's just you put a lot more pressure when you plant it, and if you plant too soon and too many people are alive, if they destroy the EMP before you kill them all, then I believe you also lose the game. I haven't had anyone plant the EMP fast enough to where we haven't killed them. So. Not a bad thing to do just to put pressure on and hide into a room if you can get in there quick enough. All right, I have one more video and then we'll talk a little bit. If anyone has any questions, let me know. And the syringes are what Jakey Breachers is saying. He's a moderator over there on the Discord, so say hi to him. The cloaking device and the breaching foam all are rechargeable that I've noticed. I don't know if they're meant to do that, but so far I've seen is that over time, those three gadgets will get their abilities back. And then the only thing with the other side, you can remove sensors. And you can remove the mines if you put it in a spot. You're like, oh crap, maybe they're not going to be there. I'm going to hurry up and put a mine in a room really quick because they obviously aren't going in that window or door. You can do that. The only thing you can't remove on the bad guy side. When you're inside the building, you're technically the bad guys. If you place a door jam, and hopefully they fix this later. I have seen people accidentally put a door jam in a spot they don't want it. But if you place that door jam, the door jam's stuck. So that's one thing that I would like to see in the future is being able to apply and remove the door jam. And so this last thing I wanted to show you is you don't have to be necessarily confined to the building. You have, I think it's 9 seconds, 10-9 seconds to, if you think there's someone outside and you're like, okay, I want to hurry up and jump out and get them and get into a thing. Here's an example right here of me doing so.
I can't wait until Green Hell is fucking multiplayer, man.
Well, have you heard of Ghost of Dawn?
Woo! I'm sorry, what?
Have you heard of Ghost of the War?
I have not.
Yeah, Red Coin, this is God.
I'm
this is esports written all over
in,
it. I just jumped out.
You did it.
Collateraled them both.
Collateral. Let me in.
And then you see I had 4 seconds. Hurry up. I knew where that window was at, so I knew if I jumped down, I can get in there. Get out and then inside. But if you do not make it inside, you die. And then also it shows a red icon that follows you to where if you jump out there, you give away your exact location and where you're coming back in at. So I don't recommend it at all the time. Like another example is I got kind of bold with, I think it's this one I got bold with it. Is this it? No, no, this is when. This is when I just melted team. I have videos that I've been using for TikTok and stuff like that. Let me try and get the one that I went back outside again. Yeah, but anyways, nope, this must be this last one that I need to click on. It's time. I don't even think it's going to be this one. But yeah, the esports potential in this game, in my opinion, will probably lead. Will probably lead the esports VR scene when it comes out next year. Hopefully, I can get one of the devs or many of the devs to get onto my podcast. Onto my podcast and talk about it. I know that. I think Red, is that who I was speaking to you about coming on?
Are they above us?
I think it's, I can't remember. But yeah, leagues are becoming from this. I would even like to see a live event come from this because this has live event written, like, you know, a lane event written all over it. Like, the Veil people thought they could have a successful tournament and stuff like that, but they're only PC VR. This opens up a world of possibilities when it comes to esports because every console can play. But when you do a lane event, it's like, what are you going to pick? So here, I jumped outside really quick. I knew the window was there. Got in there. Went around them.
Exactly.
Using a Hellstim. The Hellstim is my best friend.
No, but it is a very good, a very, very... Nice.
And you can have laser dots on your gun. I do not recommend the laser guns. You know, if you find a way to use them, that's fine. One person suggested putting it down to the ground, and I'm always aiming down sights, down my reticle. And so he was saying that he's been putting his laser sight to the ground. And then he never has to aim. He just puts the dots right on them. You know, if that's how you want to go with your strategy, that, you know, whatever. That's your own way to do it. But me, I know that I'm either going to be chest high or head high when I'm already just aiming slowly with it. But, yeah, so hopefully this was going to be a short podcast. These ones, I plan on doing more. I'll probably do one. On a couple of games that are coming out, I will, you know, I miss doing these because I get to play the game and have fun. But I was just like, if I'm gonna bring it back, I'm bringing it back with this one. And the reason for the everything wrong with Breachers is because I found it so comical that the things wrong with it, it is just like nothing. It's like. Fine-tuning things is what's wrong with it, you know? It's just like things that, like I said, with people breaking in to the building because they found an exploit. You know what? I have it on my stream. I stream this. Thanks for showing me the exploit to where now, hopefully, you know, they're not going to tell the devs that I can probably pull this video and be like, look, there's open spots here where people are leaking in. You know, good for you, but, you know, don't be a butt and use those exploits. But I mean, other than that, what's really wrong? Great bait on the everything wrong with Breach. Hey, you know, I messaged one of the devs and I asked my co-owner, I asked TBG, I go, hey, look, I've never done clickbait before, and this is one like the most talked about game this week. And I go, I just want to mess with people and just say, like, let's have a video saying that I'm going to talk shit about it. And he's just like, but are you? I was like, hell no. I was like, this game is amazing. I'm just going to get people to come in, look at it, and just like, you need to try it. And like I said, just as today, they released the patch 1.1. So remember to get on to into their file in their Discord. And if you're new and you want to try out the game from the stuff that I showed you, they have examples how to do it. And then if you have trouble downloading the file, if you look up Vertical Shift how to download, the dev from that game, actually, when he first was making his game as well in alpha, he was having trouble also downloading files. So he has a YouTube video out there that teaches people how to download the file. But like I said, I highly recommend just taking the full zip, dropping the zip in to side quest and letting side quest figure it out. You do not have to try and dissect it and figure out which one you do it. Just drop the zip. Side quest will figure it out. Yep, I made sure to watch that it wasn't deleted. Got this full support. Hey, I messaged you just to let you know really quick, but really appreciate everyone coming out here. Great game. You know, if I would give it some final words about this, is that a new shotgun drop too, so that's pretty cool. And even in alpha, they're making more things. If I would give this a rating out of 5 right now, out of 5, and no rookie scores, I just can't give it a 5. I just can't give it a 5, you know, because it's alpha, needs improvement. But how about this? I'll give it a 4.6. And that is a solid rating. That means you have fractional errors in a VR game when there is probably games that are dropped full launch where people are paying 30, 40 bucks that are just dog crap. And I would probably give them like 3 2s. So congratulations, the esports scene. As you all know, I am the founder of VR Esports Havoc. I will 100% be developing a team around this game. But before I leave, does anyone have any questions about Breachers? Anything that I may answer? I have probably put in maybe close to 30 hours. I was looking at the on Twitter. They have their how many people, their stats on games and everything. And I don't think that was correct, because there was like one point where it was like 65 something. And I'm just like, I played way more than that, or dropped way more mines. So I think they were being pretty modest on that, or when they grabbed it, because just from the weekend, from the first day that I downloaded it, almost a week now, it's probably doubled in the amount of people. There was a kid that got on yesterday and was just like, it took me 3 hours. He took 3 hours out of his time to get the game because it was so good and he's heard so much about it. So hey, there's a will, there's a way. What are the key points that give it that rating? Okay, so that good question, Nolan. That was a good question. So when I look at a game, especially a first-person shooter, it's its playability and its ability to actually be tactical and when you play a game. And like, this might not be everyone's game. Like I was talking to my co-owner about this, about people that play contractors. Like if you look at a game called Over Contracts, that's a run and gun shooting all the time game. Run, die, run, die, run, die. In this situation, you have to be tactical. You play a total of 12 games, and whoever gets to it's 7 wins, and you can tie at 6-6. But the fact that you have to think what the other person's going to do, because you've been in their position before, if you know if they're going to breach from top. Like, people are getting more tactical now, where instead of going through the main floor, they're going up floors above and breaching down and stressing people out, because the whole entire point of the game is stressing people out and understanding how to turn your corners. And not only that, when you look at the weaponry and the way that the guns work in this game, they work, you know, the way they should. You know, there's some games where the recoil is just like unnecessary, just because it's a really powerful gun and they want to like put a weird thing. Like for example, Contractors, they had an okay gun system on how their recoil worked, and then they did an update where the recoil had a jump every so many seconds, and to me that ruined the game. And just giving it that rating is that the fact that I know how to download these files from SideQuest, so I had no problem there because I've done it multiple times. But the fact that when I got in there, I loaded in, I got right into a game, I met some really nice people, I didn't even need a tutorial on how to play the game, because it's pretty self-explanatory. The menu opens up, you see it, it has a timer. When you first play, you're just going to go to the closest thing, because you know you can walk around the building or how massive the building is, because you're looking at 3 floors here and a roof that you can breach from as well. It'd be cool eventually to get a basement that you know, just an idea, it'd be cool, but who knows what other maps are going to make as well. That's more in the future. They're an alpha, so like what they have so far is enough for me. And I think the biggest thing when you look into a game is its playability, and then when you go into it, how many problems does it really have? Does it have game-breaking problems? And that's why I give it this rating, because one, the gun mechanics work fine. The gadgets on both sides, they make sense. The lag and the latency of the game is non-existent. So it means their servers are working the way they should. And then another way I look at it for just to throw another one out, just because I own an esports team, is can I potentially build a team around this game? And 100%. It's a 5v5 tactical game. Hell yeah, this is esports written all over it. Lane events. I think this game is going to make a killing. The only thing that I hope down the road is that they have like missions or a stats thing, stats, or maybe I'm a big fan of battle passes as well. I'll pay money for a battle pass any day, and skins. Everyone says skins and stuff like that. I enjoy that stuff, but for what it is, I'm 100% okay with waiting on that. And also, if I would give a price on this game. Yeah. Hey, and you're fine to take that as well. I'll probably even take it and put it on TikTok as well down the road. But a price for this game, and you know, a lot of people, when it comes to VR, $20 is fair. But man, I would have no problem paying $40 for this game at all. Especially with how good Alpha was and what it's going to be. So, you know, the 20-40 range, I'm 100% okay paying for that. And that's just coming from me, just because people in VR are spoiled with these cheap games. If you look at a console, you're spending $60 on base game and $100 if you want, like, the extra DLCs on top of it. So that's just because I come from the console PC world. But VR people, you get spoiled. But yeah, $24 game, I give it a 4.6 rating in alpha. So congratulations on that. Hope to see more. And this is the Everything Wrong with Breachers, and there's nothing. And then also check out all my sponsors that I said at the very beginning. Everything that I have talked about from Breachers to the Discord and all of the sponsors and affiliates that I have, and even Havoc and all of my stuff for VR Jungle, is in the link in the description. And hopefully I can do more of these. So I'm really glad that I came back with Breachers. It was a good one to come back to, specifically for the reviews. And thank you, everyone, for coming out. And hopefully I see you all out there breaching. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to toot my own horn. I'm pretty good, so you better bring your A game. You better be serious, okay? Have a happy breaching out there. I'll be on all weekend. My birthday's on Saturday, so I won't be around Saturday. But other than that, I'll be on tomorrow. So, the low pro, it works very well. Oh, hey, Olin, I told him about that, your gun stock at the very beginning. That new one is going to be made for the game. But I'm going to get out of here. So I can go play. Thank you, everybody. See you on Monday. Monday is a podcast. I might have a guest. Always 9 p.m. East. See y'all later.